Hey, I'm Adi.
And I'm Savannah, and we're the Politos.
We are here talking about simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, and learning about the world.
And today we're talking about harsh realities.
Well?
No, don't start it. Well? That's not how we're going to start this episode.
Okay. Let's see what's happening here. So, how are you doing?
Good. And yourself?
Pretty good. I have a couple of things to get off my chest.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Should I wait for you to say something and then I get into it? Or
what
should
do you
I
mean?
Just get straight into what I want to talk about?
Just talk about it.
This has been on my mind for a while.
Okay.
A while.
Okay.
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 A while.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I feel like the roles are reversed right now.
And I'm just going to focus on this one thing that happened at work.
Okay.
But this particular thing has happened outside of work as well.
Okay.
For a while.
Okay.
I'm at work 5 days a week.
Yeah.
So I'm exposed to this. A lot more.
Right.
Than before.
Okay.
Okay, fair. So I'm at work and I am at a position now that it's just, I'm there, the same place and everything, right? I have an office in a way, kind of, technically. I have a desk and it's shared. It's like one of those, like a bar, you know? You go to like a bar, there's just, it's a long desk bar. Like,
oh, okay. Bar, I wasn't, you know, picturing that. That's
interesting. Yeah.
Like against a wall?
Against a wall. So you're facing the wall. And next to me is, there's two other people.
Okay.
All three of us have a similar schedule. So I want to talk about doing my lunchtime.
Okay.
Or during our lunchtime.
Okay.
One of those two teachers, she is very loud with her... Not just food, but drinking. Like, very loud.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to the point that I'm talking to you about this on the podcast, I am very annoyed.
Yeah, and you don't get super easily annoyed by things like that.
No, I do not.
Yeah.
I know there's a scientific term to, like, getting freaked out or annoyed at people... eating certain food or whatever, like eating an apple.
Yeah, I think it has more to do with chewing.
Is it?
And that's not what you're referring to here.
No, because I just kind of had a core memory of getting so annoyed at my dad just eating an apple one day. And then I'm like, I just can't listen to that sound. And I know there's actual people with that kind of,
yeah,
you know, thing, issue, or whatever. So almost, no, not almost, scratch that. Every single day,
mm-hmm,
she drinks water.
Mm-hmm.
Like normal people do.
Mm-hmm.
And every time she does that, you hear the water coming from the bottle to her lips. And it's just very excruciatingly annoying.
What does it sound like?
I can't mimic it now. But it's like, I'm not going to serve it that sound justice.
Yeah.
You know, when you take like an amazing picture of like the Grand Canyon or something, you're like... Man, in person is way better.
Yeah.
You know, than the picture that I took. The sound I'm about to make is not going to be equally as annoying as, okay, as it is in real life. You need to be there.
Okay.
But it's essentially, it's like this.
That's pretty good. I can imagine that.
Every time.
I think it's very funny because I asked you, like, how old this person was, and you said, like, around our age. And... I think it's funny. I don't know. I find it interesting that she's using that kind of water bottle.
Yeah.
Unless I'm like not picturing the right, like the kind that she's actually using, because I just feel like most people that have reusable water bottles use one that has a straw.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's so common. So that's very interesting that she's using like a tip and chug one.
Yeah, and every time you hear that water coming in, as if, like, you know, when you have those like calming, you go to like an office, they have like a little miniature waterfall with like the water hitting the rocks and mm-hmm. stuff. It's similar to that, but just like it's super annoying.
Is it one of those situations though where like it's just because the office is so quiet and you guys aren't like interacting with each other, and so any noises would be kind of annoying?
I am aware of that too, because it's like so quiet at times.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta like make sure I'm not making crazy noises with my chewing and stuff.
Yeah.
Or with drinking water, not really. I mean, you hear sometimes like, I don't know, if the straw's not fully attached or something, you kind of hear the little like squeaky sounds or something, you know.
Yeah.
But when I drink water, we have two different offices. We go to different schools every other day. But essentially, it's the same like place where it's like quiet and stuff.
Yeah.
But even if there are people talking or whatever, like it's still so loud.
Really?
The thing about this is that I don't think she's aware of this.
Right.
At all. Like, at all. And I'm just thinking like, how long have you been? I mean, I guess you've been doing this your whole life, because no one has told you like, hey, this is very annoying, or like, what are you doing?
Do you think that like her like, you know, partner or a sibling or a parent or something at some point has told her this?
I doubt it.
Hmm.
I doubt it. Okay, so now I want to move on from the drinking and revisit the eating, because I could tolerate to some degree her drinking water, because it only lasts about like 5 seconds. And you get to hear her drink like, I don't know, three or four times a day, right?
Yeah. But wait, can I say something about drinking first?
Go ahead.
I don't even remember who this was, but somebody once told me, like pointed out to me, just the reality of when you're at church and everybody takes communion at once, and then you hear everybody like,
yes.
And I was like, no, I didn't want to like be aware of that. And so now every time I go to take communion, I always am aware of like, am I making like a big swallowing sound? Because it's just kind of a weird thing, because you're all doing it at once, and it's such a small little drink.
Yes.
That you do kind of end up making that like sound. And it is weird.
Yeah.
And it is a little gross.
Yeah. That makes sense though. I mean, everyone's doing it, you know?
But yeah, I mean, it's not really gross, I guess. It's just one of those things that like you don't want to think about it, but then it's all you can think about.
Yeah.
So yeah, I need to like somehow remove that memory.
Yeah.
From my mind, because I don't want to think about that every time I take communion.
I almost forgot, going back to the drinking.
Yeah. I just blinded myself with my own phone flashlight. Go on.
Oh my gosh. So not only does she do this with just room temperature or with the cold water, I'm assuming that this one time she had like a hot beverage. It sounded like she was carefully just sipping on this beverage because it was so hot. You know what you do sometimes? Like,
yeah.
Let's say like if you make coffee and it's just right at the rim of the mug.
Yeah.
And then you need to sip on it a little bit so you could like walk with it, you know?
Yes.
So I just assumed that she had this like just beverage, like just ready to like spill over. So you just had to take a couple little sips and stuff.
Yeah.
So she sips on it,
mm-hmm.
like just without a care in the world, like. And.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, oh my gosh, like this. This is like after the fact that I knew that she drinks water in such a way that she's like crazy. So that's it. Okay, moving on to the food, because this is where I want to focus more my time on here. Outside of this, I've been dealing with this with people eating like this with essentially lip smacking their food.
Right.
Right? Is that how you would call it?
Yeah.
Just like on a regular basis, like so it's not just at work, so it's just annoying because again I'm there five days out of the week. Eating with your mouth open is just really it just really sounds gross. Mm-hmm. And it's just no way to say it a nicer way. And I just do wish to, like, there's times where I'm like, I just want to, like, tell her, like, do you mind? Because she's not aware. And it's just really, like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. And there's been times where I just want to, like, leave the room. Like, leave my office because of the sounds. And it's just, I think every day she makes kind of the same, I think the similar, like, food. And I forget what it is. It would be, like, rice with something, right? Mm-hmm. With some kind of meat. But it sounds like she's eating noodles. Like, just slurping it down. And I don't want to be continue being, you know, mean and stuff. But I'm done venting, I think.
So I have a couple questions.
Yeah.
First question is, we need to determine if you are the problem.
Yeah.
My question is there another person that you eat around that you don't find annoying? I mean, who eats around you, I guess.
Yeah. So the other teacher, there were a couple of times where I heard her kind of smack a little bit and everything. But that's it. Nothing else. Like, nothing beyond just the little sounds I heard. And, you know, lip smacking is okay at times, just if it's just a couple of times. But if you constantly
do it. Yeah, if it's like your whole meal. Yeah.
That's just how you eat.
Right.
Because, like, no one has told you, like, hey, close your mouth when you're eating. You shouldn't slurp that. It's not meant to be slurped.
It's not meant to be slurped.
But anyway. So I think I asked you this, like, is it me? Because
I don't know, because I'm not there.
You're not there. Yeah. Again, to answer your question, yes, I am around the other teacher and I've heard her eat. I think I'm aware of the way I eat and I close my mouth most of the time.
You do sometimes, like, when you get really comfortable, though.
Yes,
and
I was,
like,
about to say.
And you're, like, zoned out. You do open your mouth. And I'm like, what the heck are you doing? Because I know that it bugs you so much.
Yes.
And then sometimes I catch you doing it. And I'm like, hello.
I think, you know what? I think because I was like, well, so-and-so, I keep seeing them, like, eating with their mouth open. So, like, yeah, I'm just going to do that too. So I think that I've kind of given in on that. But I think that, yes, the keyword there, I found comfort sometimes, whether when I'm comfortable. When I'm just fully just like, you know what, I don't care. I do that. But I think that's mainly in the house. But for the most part, I believe I do. I'm aware of it and I do close my mouth.
Yeah. Okay. But my second question is.
But I'm glad you asked that. I mean, I'm glad you called me out on that because I think that.
you need to practice what you preach.
Exactly.
My next question is, have you tried putting on headphones and listening to something instead of listening to her eat?
Yes, I have. So I do use my earphones quite a lot. Mm-hmm. Those earphones that I have are not as good to ignore those sounds. Sometimes it just overpowers my music or whatever video I'm watching.
Wow.
Yeah. Again, it sounds kind of rude or, you know, mean and stuff, but it's just... I know there's, again, this is kind of common. A lot of people do this, and I think this is a safe place for me to vent about it.
No, it is. I do have one more thing to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of just an observation / advice.
Yeah.
The observation is, I have been in a similar situation where I was so annoyed mm-hmm. by something similar to that.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember now as I'm saying this, I can't even remember what the situation was, but I can so like just remember that feeling of like, don't you make that sound.
Don't you dare.
Oh, wait, actually, I think I remember now, but I've been in that situation for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard because I think you then get into a mindset where you are just waiting for that thing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it happens, it's like 10 times more annoying than it would have been because you were like, I knew she was going to be slurping her food.
Yes.
And that's really hard. And so I don't really know what the solution is to that other than trying to like learn to just let it go and not like focus on it so much, because I think that once your brain is so focused on it, then you like can't enjoy anything else you're trying to do, and you just end up spending the whole time thinking about that noise.
Yeah, that is true. No, that's a good advice there. I think that just in the past, being surrounded by lip smackers, I think that has come to a point where I kind of not really heard them smack their food, you know?
Hmm.
And so I think that it might be, yeah, like just give it time, and then that kind of noise will kind of cancel, will be kind of a little bit muted
yeah.
more and more every time you interact with that person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's a good thing to apply.
Is it?
What level of like friendship or relationship should you have with one person for you to be like, to call them out on it?
The first thing that came to my mind when thinking about the answer to this question is something I haven't thought about in a long time. But when I was taking a Spanish class,
mm-hmm.
the teacher was trying to explain to us when to use the tú versus the usted.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Oh, okay.
And the example that he gave was, if you would go out to a beer with this person, then you can use tú.
Mm-hmm.
If not, use usted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's better to just err on that side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to go with that. I think if you would go out to beer, out for a beer with this person, then you can tell them to stop smacking.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think that you just have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I like that. I think that's a really good measure meter.
Measure meter?
That's a good, yeah. Measure meter.
It's not a measure meter. It's not.
That's like, I'm going to measure this by this meter that I have.
Right, right.
The meter is that. The beer going out to the
it's
beer.
It's not that. But anyway, yes.
Okay, well, anyway, I think that's really good. And I could think of like maybe two people. I could be like, yeah, if they were lip smacking, I could find a way to like say, hey, what are you doing?
What do you mean two people?
In my life.
Like, only like, two?
I think so.
You only have two people in your life that you would go out to a beer with?
Okay, as friends, I'm thinking like, okay, here are my friends. I think two people. I could be like, hey, you and you. You guys are doing this.
What about like me and your family members and other people?
Okay, family members, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 4 or 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying you only have two friends that you would go out to a beer with? Or are you not using that rule anymore?
I'm kind of... No. Two friends. I guess essentially to have a beer and then tell them, yeah, you're lip smacking. Yeah. Like that would feel comfortable enough to be like,
okay,
hey, I noticed you're doing this. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I was shocked when you said two people because I didn't know you were only referring to your friends. Because I assume you would tell me.
Yes.
And I assume that there's people in your family that you would tell as well.
Right.
So that's why I was like, only two people. But okay. Outside of family.
Outside of family. Yeah, sorry. I was thinking about friends.
Or... Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I have a real genre that I want to tell you about.
It's R-E-E-L.
Yes. And actually, I don't know if this is a genre or if it's just this one creator creating these reels.
Mm.
But they have been served to me multiple times, and I finally saved one because after I told you like I'm going to talk about this on the podcast, I saw another one, so I saved it so I could show it to you.
Yeah.
And I just want to know what you think about it because it's interesting.
Okay.
Okay, so I want you to watch this, and then we can talk about... I'm going to give you no context, and I just want you to tell me what you think it's about, and... then we'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
Work at Target, and you're not gonna believe this. Look, we are all out of toys. There's another truck on its way. It's coming. It's gonna bring us more toys. So we'll see you in like a day or two, because right now we're out. So Target's gonna have to close because we're out of toys. See you in a few days. Bye. Work at Target, and you're not...
So what do you think that was?
So she works at Target?
That's what she said.
Allegedly. It was just interesting. I don't get it. Like, what's the point of this?
Right. So that was not a real, like, a real video.
R-E-E-L or R-E-A-L?
R-E-A-L. That was not a legitimate video from a Target employee.
Okay.
Okay. Let me show you another one. So this is from the same creator.
We're closing right now. Okay, I'll tell them. Hi, everyone. I have an announcement for Target. Today is actually my friend's birthday party, so we're closing the store a little bit early to do a birthday party for him. We're going to do cake and presents. It's going to be so much fun. And I know that you wish you could come, but it's only for people that work at Target. So we have to close the store early today. I'm sorry you won't be able to come in, but I look so forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have the best day. Bye.
Okay.
So do you get it now?
I do. So is this person pretending to work at Target and just comes up with funny things about we have to close the store because of this?
Right, but okay, so but what's the purpose of that video?
To make you laugh?
No. So that video was designed for a specific reason. Like, it was like, use this video in this. Okay, let me give you another example of not this. So have you ever seen those videos that are like, play this video, like play this audio if you are, this is usually for like single women traditionally, or not necessarily single women, women that are alone. And it says like, play this video if you're in an Uber and you're starting to feel uncomfortable. So like, if a woman is in an Uber, starting to feel uncomfortable. Have you ever seen those videos?
No, but I've heard you talking about
them. Oh, okay. And so it's usually like a male voice and you're supposed to play the video and then pretend you're having a conversation with this person as if it's your boyfriend or your husband.
Gotcha.
And then you'll say like, oh yeah, I'm sharing my location with you right now. And then he like has a response. Gotcha. And anyway, so that's like, that's the purpose of that kind of video. So what do you think the purpose of this video is that I just showed you?
Oh my gosh. This is a test. Can you repeat the video again?
So she was saying like, oh my goodness, like we're out of toys at Target. I'm so sorry. We're going to get another shipment in soon. And then on the other one, she was saying like, I'm so sorry. We have to close Target early. I know you wish you could come here, but we're having a birthday party. Right? So those things are not true. But what's the purpose of these videos?
Oh, I see. Okay. So you're a teenager and you're with your mom.
Okay.
And you play this video out loud and your mom wants to go to Target to buy something. And you're like, oh, hey, mom. Did you just hear that?
You're so close, but.
Or this is to play a video out loud for someone like your, to prank like your coworker. Or like your boss or something saying, hey, actually, I can't go to Target. It's closed.
Like your boss is trying to send you to Target?
Yes.
Like to run an errand?
Yes. Or your boss works at Target.
Works at Target? Still doesn't mean that you work at Target?
Yeah, it's like, hey, I can't come to work because Target's closed.
Have you ever seen the video of the guy on Shark Tank and he's like, well, my wife's father-in-law, and they're like, wait, your wife's father-in-law, isn't that your father?
It just depends on the way to say my father.
Yeah. Anyway, you were so close with the first thing you said.
With the mom and the
daughter? Yes, but you have the wrong demographic. It's not for your mom to think that, oh, sorry, we can't go to Target because it's closed. You're supposed to play this for like your toddler. If your toddler is wanting to go to Target and they won't believe, and they won't take no for an answer.
That is stupid.
Thank you. I agree.
Oh my gosh. That is for kids?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that was my first initial thought.
Yeah, but then you were like, that's stupid.
Well, that's just stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
That doesn't make any sense.
So I actually didn't even think about this until we were having this conversation, but we actually saw something similar to this in real life. Mm-hmm. And I don't like this.
Wait, you saw this in real life?
Oh, wait. No, you weren't there. I was at a toy store recently.
Name it. What's it called?
It doesn't matter. I was at a toy store recently and I saw a sort of similar thing to this happen. And in general, I don't agree with this like parenting practice. I certainly acknowledge that there are exceptions and I don't think that this is like a horrible thing to do by any means. Mm-hmm. But I don't in general think this is like a great thing for parents to do. Mm-hmm. So there was this mom with her like preschool age daughter, I would say. And she was, I think she was trying to like leave the store with a toy or something like that. Mm-hmm. But basically she wasn't listening to the mom. And so then the mom turns to the employee of the store mm-hmm. and says, oh, are these still for sale? And then the employee, I guess, like caught on to what was going on, or the mom was like shaking her head no or something. And the employee was like, oh no, actually, I'm so sorry, but those aren't for sale anymore.
I think I've seen that before as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, sorry, we'll have to put these away for now, but you know, maybe next time. And then the mom was like, oh yeah, see, like we,
I told you,
you know, yeah, we can't do this.
That's just the parent just entering a cheat code.
Yeah, it's illegal to have the lights on while you're driving.
Oh yes.
It's the exact same thing.
I thought about that for like 20 years. Like just I believed that for 20 years.
Yeah. And 20 then, years?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. It's like this, well, now this is gonna come out as harsh, but this is the reality of it, okay?
This is a harsh episode.
It really is.
Calling out people.
We'll call this episode Harsh Realities.
Oh, good one. Part one.
Okay, sure. I didn't know there was gonna be part two. So how many parts will there be? So the reality though is mm-hmm. in that moment, the parent is feeling like I don't have the authority to just say like, oh, this is what's happening and like help my child through it.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to appeal to this other authority and be like, okay, well, you need to listen to this other person since I don't feel that you're going to accept my my word. Yeah. Or
I'm avoiding maybe a tantrum or something.
Exactly. I'm trying to avoid having to deal with the outcome of me kind of like drawing this boundary.
Yeah.
And so going back to the original thing with the Target video, it's like there's nothing inherently wrong or bad or harmful mm-hmm. about showing your child that video, obviously. But I'm generally not in favor of lying to your children when there is not like a really good reason to. Mm-hmm. I think in general it's better to tell them the truth even when they're young in a way that is appropriate for their age.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for toddlers, a lot of times that is just something along the lines of like, that's not available right now, or we can't do that right now. Mm-hmm. And I think it's our responsibility as parents to then be able to let our children be sad and be mad and help them through those feelings rather than trying to like avoid the tantrum, avoid the sadness, avoid whatever, because that's ultimately not really helpful to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's actually important to be able to have those boundaries and explain those boundaries to your child and then just, you know, realize that they can respond however they are going to respond.
Right, yeah.
I just thought it was weird. A weird thing. And I don't know if other people are making those videos, but I just saw that one creator making like a few of them and I was just like, this is so strange.
Mm-hmm.
So very strange.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. Just it's a little frowned upon. It's just a little weird.
It's a little frowned upon by us.
No, it's just a little. It might be too harsh of a word, but it's harsh realities today. Mm-hmm. No, but it's just, yeah, I do get it. It's lying at the end of the day. And, you know, I think 5 years ago, I used to be okay with lying to a certain degree. But now I think it's just, I don't want to lie. I don't want my nose to grow like Pinocchio. So I do want to stay true and just deal with whatever comes out. Like, I mean, whatever the consequence is, or I mean, whatever the action of that child is going to be after you say, yeah, we can't do this. Sorry.
Yeah. It's like telling them today that Target doesn't have any toys is, again, it's not like the end of the world, and it's not probably going to do any like lasting damage. However, mm-hmm. it's also not helping to prepare them for when they are at Target and they do see that there's toys, but they're not able to buy any today.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's avoiding the problem for now.
Exactly.
But it's not helping them.
That is very true.
Just be able to live in the real world.
Say that again. I'm just kidding. No, but that's really good.
I was like, what? Yeah. And it's, and I don't, there's a fine line here too. Not really a fine line, but I don't mean this in the way of like, well, the world is tough and like, you better be tough too. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not saying this in the sense that like, oh, they better get used to not getting what they want right. at all. But right. I think that it's about letting them be sad about it. Like, let them, you know, let them be sad and don't give them a guilt trip about like, you already have so many toys at home. I always hear that. Every time you walk yeah. through the toy section in Target, you're going to hear a parent saying that. You already mm-hmm. have so many toys at home. Like, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
That's a dumb thing to say.
Yeah.
But that's not the point at all. The point is just let them be sad about it. Let them be mad. You know, that's okay. And you're teaching them that it is okay to feel those things and to be sad that you can't go to Target today. But you're going to be there to help them. And they'll eventually learn how to deal with those feelings more, mm-hmm. more independently too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's not going to happen if you just, every time you can't take them to Target, you make up some convoluted reason
yeah,
why.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And they're eventually also going to realize that you're lying to them.
That's true.
And they're going to be also betrayed.
Yeah. Yep. That's when it comes out.
Yep.
You realize that Target was never closed.
And it's not illegal to have your light on in your car.
That's right. Yes. That's true. So I was at this one
establishment.
It's hard. Okay, I'm not going to reveal what it is.
Okay.
I can't. I just can't.
Why?
It's illegal.
What?
Just like having your lights on.
What are you talking about?
No.
Wasn't it Costco?
I was in line for something.
At Costco?
Good for some service.
At Costco? And
it doesn't matter. Sure, let's say at Costco, I'm buying something.
Oh, and, I know what you're talking about now. I'm so confused.
And I'm waiting in line. There's a couple of people behind me.
At Costco.
It's taking a while. Okay.
Okay.
And so then this lady behind me, there's two stories regarding this lady.
Oh.
Okay, so this is the
same day?
Same day, same line, same Costco. Okay. I'm there. She just goes, there they go, taking their time.
Come on.
This is just like Wednesday. They were taking their time then. The guy behind her says, who's they? And then she goes,
interesting. Okay.
She goes, them, the workers. The Costco workers. And then the guy says behind her, oh, I just hate that word. I was at Walmart and people were just saying, they did this, they did this. I effing hate that word.
What a weird take.
Then the lady behind me doesn't say anything after that.
Okay. So, yeah, so when
So let's break it down.
Wait, hang on, pause. This is so funny to me because it's like what the lady said was so ridiculous. And then yes. And then the guy was like, you think that's ridiculous? I'm going to say something completely insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I kind of like the guy. There's times where we are at stores and people, customers complain
yeah.
about the workers. So I like that the guy said something about that. But he did focus on like just the word they, you know. But instead of saying, well, like, you know, it's okay, whatever. Actually, no, he did. Pause this.
Okay.
He after saying the whole rant about they, he did say like, chill, like, you know, it's fine to wait.
That's really funny. Sorry, I know you have more to say. I agree with you. I actually think that my first thought was like, oh, I'm glad that he said something and kind of like called her out on it.
Yeah, because no one else did, and I wasn't going to.
That's just such a funny way, though. But I don't know. I might put that in my back pocket, though.
What?
Who's they?
Who's they? Because
it's so like, it just, it's one of those things that can just kind of like disarm someone and just sort of like,
yes.
like,
derail.
What's the word? Like, it makes their footing a little shaky, you know?
Yes.
Like, it kind of just catches them off guard because you're not expecting somebody to say, who's they? Yeah. But the part that I take a little bit of issue with is I don't know if it was really effective for him to go on a rant about, like, yes. oh, it's at Walmart.
Yes.
And then this thing happened, but that is very funny.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
So, no, but I do appreciate him saying, like,
yeah. just
chill, it's fine, you know, right. and saying something about that.
Yeah. How old was this woman?
Older than me.
Yeah, it's always the boomers.
Yeah. The guy was younger than her.
Yep, that's the way it goes. It's very interesting because older generations like to talk about how millennials are so entitled and blah, 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 but they're always the ones making a ruckus out in public about having to wait.
Who? Boomers?
Older generations. Yeah, it's yeah. very, oh, yeah. very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, go on.
Second story. This lady behind me, same lady. Before all this stuff went down,
okay,
she sees me pull up my light phone.
Okay.
Right? Super small.
I can only imagine. Super
small. She goes, is that a phone? And I go, yep, it's a phone, blah, blah, blah. I only use it for texting and calling. That's pretty much what it is. That's all you could use. That's all you could do.
Yeah. You should know what you should have said?
What?
Answer me this. What is a phone for?
Yeah.
Who's they?
Yeah. Well, she didn't say it. Anyway.
I know. Okay. Go on.
Anyway. So she then says, wow. So I have to tell her the yeah. gist of the phone. She goes, I would lose that in 2 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
And then she, which I assume it, she wants to pull out her iPhone. So she gets out her backpack. She starts searching for it. And searching for it. While uttering, where is it? Where is it? Did he take it?
What?
Oh, he's going to get it. I just paid it off.
What?
Yeah, so I guess she couldn't find it. So then I said, did you lose your iPhone in 2 seconds?
You did not.
I did not, but for the sake of the story, let's say I did. But I really wanted to say, did you lose your iPhone in 2 seconds? Because
she was just saying that she would lose it. Yes. Well, she was right, I guess, that she would lose it because she would lose any phone.
Yeah, but I really wanted to say that.
That is so funny.
I was like, that would have been so funny, but I didn't.
The reason I find that comment so annoying, though, mm-hmm. is because she would have had a negative comment to say. I don't even know this woman. Never seen her. Nothing. But I can tell by what you're saying, she would have had a negative comment to say about anything yeah. that you said.
Oh, yeah.
You could have said, like, yeah, this is the whatever, like, the newest phone. This is, like, blah, blah, blah. You could have said like, oh yeah, it actually opens up like this and it's actually super big.
Yeah.
And she still would have had like something to say, mm-hmm. to complain about,
mm-hmm.
about it. Like, oh, well, I hope that blah, 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 blah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's yeah. hilarious.
So there you go.
Is that a phone?
Yeah.
Do you see me calling someone on it? Just kidding. That's hilarious. Well, I think that's it.
That is it. So, we meant to make this pretty short, but it's kind of long. I will cut my extended version of my first rant out.
It's all right.
By a lot. As Hulk says, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Is that good?
Sure.
Okay, see you next time. See you
next time.
We're closing right now. Okay, I'll tell them.